When the Oscars are handed out on Sunday, some of the most famous movie stars in the world won't be receiving any. In fact, most Americans wouldn't even recognize their faces. That's because these stars appear in India's Bollywood film industry. Bollywood churns out hundreds more movies every year than Hollywood does. Most Bollywood films are chaste romances set in exotic locations and are jam-packed with music and dance numbers. Americans are encountering Bollywood style on fashion runways and in music videos, and in a new movie that is crossing or trying to cross over from Bollywood to Hollywood. Commentator Sandeep Roy, who is an Indian immigrant, isn't sure he's ready to share Bollywood with the rest of the world.
All through my childhood and teenage years in India, I only saw two real Bollywood films. I only went because both had elephants. But in general, my parents thought Bollywood films were just 3+ hours of mindless rubbish. For us, Bollywood was a garish world of glycerin tears and ketchup blood. The villains were so bad, you didn't even need subtitles. And the heroes never fully buttoned their shirts. At school, we even had regular hair check days to make sure nothing curled over our collars, like some two-bit Bombay film star. But that didn't stop millions of Indians from crowding theaters for the latest Bollywood blockbuster.
There's something emotional about those movies.
Gurinder Chadha directed the British hit Bend It Like Beckham. Her latest movie, Pride and Prejudice, hopes to introduce Western audiences to some of the basics of Bollywood films.
They just get you because they really are not trying to be clever. I mean, there is no subtext in Bollywood movies. Don't go looking for it. They wear their hearts on their sleeves. And that's because they have to appeal to all kinds of people who live in rural areas across India who perhaps aren't educated or might not even be literate.
I didn't really understand Bollywood till I came to America. I was homesick and lonely on a college campus in the Midwest. Bollywood films were my portal into nostalgia. The American dating scene felt so humdrum after Bollywood. True love to me needed a song with at least 4 costume changes and 100 overwrought violins. In Bollywood, when lovers Devdas and Paro meet, thunder roars. Even though they never even get to kiss. But just as I discovered my inner Bollywood child, so did the rest of America. Singer Truth Hurt slapped it onto the mega hit Addictive. Bollywood has become the theme du jour for lavish corporate parties. And even Indian Americans who might have once been embarrassed by Bollywood are taking their kids to Bollywood dance classes. Bollywood dance? I didn't know such a thing existed as an art form till I met Samson Koletkar, an instructor at the Indian Community Center in Milpitas, California.
So if I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, right? I'm doing a lot of shoulder and hands, and that comes from northern India. And at the same time, we could just roll our hands and do the old breakdance from the 70s. And we could mix it all up, and it's Bollywood.
Part of me is tickled pink. Bollywood is finally getting some respect. But there's another part that wonders, what's lost in translation? I remember watching an old movie about a doomed courtesan with my friends. How we oohed and aahed as the actress Meena Kumari slowly raised her head as if the weight of all that golden brocade was crushing her. My American friends laughed as an Indian friend and I stood in our t-shirts and jeans singing Hindi love songs of indescribable pathos in screechy falsettos, towels draped around our faces like veils. We all laughed together. But my American friends had no idea how we longed for Meena Kumari's languid grace, how we tried to line our eyes with hopeless tragedy. And knowing we could never get there, we butchered it by shrill impersonation, hiding our longing behind caricature. Now, as Bollywood enters American pop culture with all its kitsch and camp, I'm suddenly the protective parent. Because I know the real story behind the subtitles. You don't just watch a Bollywood movie, you feel it. You have to remember that behind that cheesy, wet, sorry sequence, there is real heart.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New California Media and host of Upfront on member station KALW in San Francisco. For a complete list of Sandeep's favorite Bollywood songs and links to them, visit NPR.org. There you can also see him gamely attempting a couple of Bollywood dance moves.